327, 97.5, The Fanatic. Happy Saturday, everybody. Adam Schefter reporting the Eagles are expected to trade Carson Wentz in the coming days in what would be the latest blockbuster quarterback deal to rock the NFL. Sources are telling him and Chris Mortensen. Now the question is only when it will happen and to who. And I really appreciate him taking some time on a Saturday to join us. Adam Schefter on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. Adam, how are you today?
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking the time, man. I really appreciate it. So let's just get right into it. Carson Wentz will be on the move at some point this week. What has gone into it in recent days? Earlier this week, you were on the John Kincaid show, and you believe that Carson didn't want to be here anymore. Is this an Eagles decision, or is this Carson just wanting out?
Well, I think that the Eagles are doing what they believe is in the best interest of their team. And again, that's the sense that Mort and I are getting, that he will be traded as early as this week. It might be 2 weeks, but knowing the way that this league works and it operates, teams are going to want their answer, they're going to want clarity, and they're going to want to move on. And so we'll see when this comes down, but I believe he's going to be traded. Said as much this week on the show. I know some people are skeptical about that, but that is the sense, and it continues to be the sense, and the expectation is that the Eagles are going to get enough interest and have enough interest. That's the key phrase here, that the Eagles have enough interest in Carson Wentz to now expect that he soon will be traded.
And what kind of compensation are we talking about here? Because I thought Carson Wentz didn't have much value, but I see I'm reading your story right now on ESPN.com that it could be something like a Matthew Stafford deal where you get a couple of ones in return. Are we looking at a couple of top picks for Wentz?
Look, that's what they want. They want the Matthew Stafford package, and that's what we put into the story on ESPN.com. What it comes in the end, we'll see. I don't believe they're going to do it unless they feel like they've got sufficient compensation for a guy that they still believe has value in an offseason where a lot of teams are making a lot of quarterback moves. So I don't know what the package will turn out to be, but I don't think it'll be terribly far off from the Matthew Stafford package. That was two ones, two future ones, right?
Right.
So that's not the same thing as a one this year. The Lions got back a three this year, a one the next year, and a one the year after, I believe, is what it was. And so when you break it down, you know, what the true value of that is, that's not necessarily a one. People hear 2-1,
right.
Oh, we're going to get 2-1. No, you have to understand the differences between the two. But in the end, when they trade Carson Wentz, I believe they will get back a handsome package, yes.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Adam Schefter joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, talking about the Carson Wentz trade that's coming any day now. Now, what went into this? Because, Adam, Nick Sirianni comes in here, and I know you talked about it on the John Kincaid show, saying you didn't bring in Sirianni just to fix Carson Wentz. You brought in Sirianni to try to fix the Philadelphia Eagles. But there were many reports before the hiring of the new head coach that they were looking more so at coaches that would want to work with Wentz. So what ended up happening since the hiring of Sirianni, where now we're finding out Wentz could be moved any day?
Well, I don't think Doug Peterson's firing was related strictly to Wentz, and I don't think Nick Sirianni's hiring was related strictly to Wentz. I think that they identified coaches that they felt like they needed and wanted and would help this team. And so, again, I think the coaches are hopeful that they'll get a chance to work with Wentz. They think they can help him regain his form. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think that they wind up moving him.
Okay. Do you have any idea of where we could see Wentz on the move to? I know there's a lot of teams that would love to have a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, potential franchise quarterback. Obviously, Wentz had a down season. Do you have any idea of what teams could be looking to make this trade?
The I think the Bears are interested.
Okay.
The Chicago Bears. I think the Indianapolis Colts are interested. I think that there are other teams that are interested. There are a lot of teams that are weighing in. So that's, we'll see how that plays out, right? So that's the situation.
And is the relationship, is it more so a relationship at this point where they think it's broken? Because there's an idea that you could try to fix a quarterback with a new coaching staff, hopefully get some weapons in the draft. But there's all this talk about relationships. There was a relationship issue between Wentz and Doug Peterson, as Chris Mortensen, your colleague, reported. And now there's talk about Wentz and Howie Roseman have a bad relationship. Is that ultimately what went into it?
No, there were issues between Doug and Carson. There's no doubt about it, mm-hmm. Okay? But I don't think that that's the sole reason why Carson's play disintegrated. I think that there are whole factors. The team went south. Everything went south. And when that happens, it compounds, right? And so, look, Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson, issues. Clear issues. There's no mistaking that. And I'm sure that, of course, entered into part of the reason he played. But again, that's not why they fired Doug in its entirety. And it's not like they hired Nick Sirianni because, boy, he's the guy to fix Carson Wentz. I come back to that. It's the totality of everything. Nick Sirianni, they think, is the guy to help their team win, to help the quarterback, whoever it is, achieve his potential, to move this team forward. That's not a Carson Wentz issue. That's an Eagles Nick Sirianni issue, whether Carson Wentz is here or not.
Now, one more thing before I let you go, Adam. Again, I appreciate you taking the time on a Saturday coming on the show. So what's the plan moving forward? I know it's very early, but obviously the Eagles have had to consider this. Is there a chance that it's just Jalen Hurts as the quarterback moving forward for this year and they can reconsider down the line? Might they look at a quarterback in an early round in the draft coming up? What do you think? Who do you think will be the starting quarterback, and what do you think the plan might be for the future for the Eagles at that position?
Well, I would expect that Jalen Hurts would be the starting quarterback in 2021.
Okay.
That's my expectation right now. If we're expecting Carson Wentz to be traded, and we are, then we expect Jalen Hurts to be the starting quarterback. I think that they saw enough from him to think that he could be the guy, and I think that's the guy that they'll move forward with in next season.
Okay, Adam, again, appreciate you so much for coming on and talking about the news. And we'll be paying attention to the Adam Schefter Twitter account. We'll have we'll have all the alerts for when the final ball drops for Carson Wentz. Thank you, Adam.
Andrew, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course. There he is, Adam Schefter on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. Just wanted to keep it short and sweet. We got the details, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.